Well, recently, our good friend Flor Hassan Nahum, who is the deputy mayor of Jerusalem, took a journey to Morocco on a really interesting mission, and she's going to discuss that with us right now here at JM and AM, but not before we get her comments about Erev Yom Yerushalayim in the holy city of Jerusalem. Flor, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
It's always wonderful speaking to you, Nachum. How are we doing?
Baruch Hashem, doing great. Thank you for being at the big celebration at the wedding a few weeks ago. It was wonderful to celebrate with you.
It was wonderful.
Appreciate that very much. Speaking of celebrations, we know that today and tomorrow, in many ways, is a two-day celebration, if you will, of Yom Yerushalayim. Tell us what's happening in the holy city today and tomorrow.
Well, we've been celebrating all week, that's the truth. We've been doing all sorts of celebrations, but it's the big day that today and tomorrow, of course, the actual date of Yom Yerushalayim is tomorrow, but because of it's Friday, we're doing most of the events today. So we have the traditional Jerusalem Flags March, attended by thousands and thousands of people, young and old, a demonstration of the love that people have for the city of Jerusalem, for our eternal capital. We have concerts tonight all over town. There'll be big parties at the Shuk. So it's the feeling is one of buzzing celebration right now.
It's pretty amazing. And we always hear about the way that that Yom Yerushalayim is received by those outside of the Jewish community, different threats that that people like to put forward, alterations that they're demanding that the government make to today and tomorrow. But it seems that whatever has been planned is going forward. Can we say that with confidence?
In Israel, we always move forward. We're not going to let terrorists dictate our celebrations. We're not going to let terrorists dictate the route, the traditional route that we've been marching for from the year after we reunified the city. We've been marching in love. They want to turn it into something else, and we know what we're marching about. Jerusalem is not just our capital city, our eternal city, the capital of all the Jews around the world. It is also the reason why we are a people. When King David established the city 3,000 years ago, when there was nothing here, he did so in order to unite the different tribes of the Jewish people. So Jerusalem is also the reason why we are one people. And this is what we're celebrating today.
JM and the AM on this Yom Yerushalayim. That's right, we're already calling it Yom Yerushalayim. Today and tomorrow, we celebrate tomorrow, actually, the 28th of Iyar. The Honorable Flor Hassan Nahum, Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, is with us live from the holy city of Jerusalem. You've spent part of this week in Morocco. We have featured you and your efforts when it comes to the UAE and in general when it comes to the business community and especially the female business community of the Middle East, the role that you've been having. Tell us about your journey to Morocco this week.
Well, it was really very moving. We took, I co-founded with my co-founder, Rachel Rosenzweig, a program a number of years ago in Jerusalem called Femme Forward, which basically takes the problem of the lack of female tech senior managers and creates a program that gives them the skill sets and the confidence to move forward so that we can create a cadre of female tech leaders. And it's been going very successfully in Jerusalem. We've had incredible results from this program. And thanks to the American government, we got a grant to bring it to the Middle East and North Africa. And so I took 12 Israeli women together with 11 Moroccan women. We had a wonderfully moving three-day conference where we didn't just learn the skills of moving up in the career ladder in tech, but we also learned how to create a community in the Middle East of female leaders that will taking us, hopefully, to a warm peace.
Is all of this a result of the Abraham Accords? I mean, I would assume your efforts in the UAE could only be possible because of the official relationship that countries in the UAE now have, or segments of the UAE now have with Israel. Can I assume the same with Morocco, that without the formal relationship and the way that the world now perceives Israel's relationship with Morocco, this would not have taken place?
Absolutely not. The Morocco is also, the normalization with Morocco is also a result of the Abraham Accords. It was the last country to sign up to the Abraham Accords in the last administration, with a lot of effort from Jared Kushner, who pushed it till the very last minute. And thankfully, this is the result of those efforts that we can now speak about the challenges of the region in water security and food security as a region, and women leading the way.
Yeah, it has a tremendous ripple effect because, there's an agreement that's been reached, a treaty that's been signed, so to speak. And now in so many different areas of life, so many categories, so many departments, there are opportunities to forge relationships that are going to be so important going forward. I'm sure the people you met with, you feel you now have common ground with for months and years to come.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing here. We're building a new Middle East. We're building a new model for peace. Most people want to live a good life, prosper, bring forward their societies, especially these women. They want a new era for their children of peace and security. And that's what we're doing with these programs. Business is a way towards that, as is culture, as is sports. And this is what we're here to do.
And I guess that's one of the reasons that this is considered such a success, a journey like this that you had this week, because it's continuing. The relationship is continuing. The conversation is continuing. And frankly, the education is continuing. All the different skills.
Absolutely.
The skills that people on both sides have are being able to be transmitted. You know, Fleur, I don't need you to get political. But it's an observation that I know you won't mind making with me on the air. Don't you sometimes just want to go to the communities, maybe the female communities of some of these countries and groups that are such haters of Israel, that are such enemies of Israel, and say to them, look what you could be enjoying. Look what you could be, how you could progress. Look how you could advance. If you only put aside all of the hatred of the past and made a commitment to moving forward in a positive way with Israel.
You know, the best thing about doing programs that are good and that resonate and that people see are only for the benefit of everyone is that I don't have to go and convince them. They're coming to me. Yeah. I'm getting phone calls from Egyptian women saying to me, how come we never had this with Israel when we made peace with Israel? I've got Saudi women in my Gulf Israel Women's Forum who are part of the forum. We don't even have peace and diplomatic ties with them yet. And so, you know, Nachum, I'm a big believer that you build it and they will come, you know, and that's what the Jewish people do. We build. They tell us not to do something, but we do it. And ultimately, that's what we need to do.
Just sometimes it's so frustrating how long it takes for them to realize it. That's all. But at least as you indicated.
Tell me about it. But when you build, people actually do want to join success stories. You know, the best example of that is that we've had a very cold peace with Jordan and Egypt for decades. And since the Abraham Accords, trade with Jordan and Egypt has doubled and tripled. We now have direct flights between Israel and Egypt. That only happened because they're suffering from what we call FOMO. And that's what happens when you do good things.
Yeah, no question about it. Look, the business aspect of this and, addressing the gender disparity in managerial positions, et cetera, is all wonderful. But I love pointing out how all of this helps so much with the bigger picture. So it's not just Kol HaKavod that you went and that this program is taking place, but Kol HaKavod because now you're part, you continue to be a part of a movement that's so positive for Israel and that region moving forward.
Thank you, Nachum. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll always meet in celebration.
Enjoy Yom Yerushalayim and best regards to the Holy City.
Happy Yom Yerushalayim.
Fleur Hassan Nahum is the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem. And she had this amazing journey to Casablanca this week, which we just spoke about. And now she's back in the Holy City celebrating, which we all should be doing. So if you're in the diaspora, make sure to be tuned in tomorrow morning. No better way to celebrate Yom Yerushalayim than with us right here at America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program. Heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course, in the beloved NSN app.